What is the definition of objectivist as a noun referring to a person? Well, this is true of every philosophy. What is the definition of an Aristotelian or of a Platonist? I mean, it's very easy. One who advocates the philosophy of Aristotle or Plato. But it's practically almost impossible to apply that to a particular case. There are so many problems in determining, well, does this person accept a philosophy? Now, he may accept it in abstract terms, but what about the issue of, do his actions bear any relation to what he says? Does he really subscribe to her philosophy, or he just mouths it at parties? Well, he's an objectivist in print, but let's say a pig elsewhere. So you have to decide in what context you're asking. Again, does he understand her philosophy, or does he take it on faith? And there are degrees of understanding. How much does he understand? If he understands existence exists, but thinks that the way to follow that is to live for everybody's existence, well, does he understand her philosophy? Does he accept her philosophy? Can he distinguish what's essential from a detail? I know people, businessmen in particular, who think that her philosophy is essentially the advocacy of money is the root of all good, which they think is wonderful, and all the rest of it is trimmings. But they agree with all the rest of it, but it's not that important. Well, do they advocate her philosophy or not? In many of these cases, there are degrees. The person understands some important elements. He acts on some important principles. He has maybe some contradictions. So you'd have to know a tremendous amount and define the context. Personally, I would not worry whether the label applies or doesn't apply. What you should want to know is you judge the person according to what you know he upholds and how he acts, not according to a questionnaire or a detective survey of his behavior. And so long as you see that he's consistent with objectivism, and or if he's inconsistent and you know him well enough, you talk to him and point out and he's open to reason, then there's no problem. But there's no point in questions like, well, my friend lies to his mother. So is he an objectivist or not? What is the difference whether he's an objectivist or not? The question is he a hypocrite? Is he making a mistake? Maybe his mother is really sick and if he told her the truth, it would kill her. Or suppose you find out he's a hater of the good for being the good. Isn't that enough? They go on and say, no, and therefore he's not an objectivist. I mean, I think you make too big an issue. People make too big an issue of him. Does he belong to the club or not?